going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Aaron Rodgers-led group on offense, and that means certain things. When you got a quarterback who's had the resume that he has and has had the type of success that he's had, it's a challenge. You better carry enough defense. You better have enough types of defense. You better pressure them. You better play man. You better play zone. You better bogus pressure them. You better tie it all together with good pre-snap looks. You better make them read things out post-snap. That's what you do when you play a guy of his caliber. We've been in stadiums with guys like him. We've been in stadiums with him. That's the spirit in which we prepare ourselves. No different than you're playing guys, you know, like Matt Stafford or some guys within our division, Lamar and Joe Burrows. Can't sit in anything too long. He's too good for that. That allows him to make some of the no-look throws and things that we all have appreciated over the years. And so, you know, from a competitor's perspective, man, we're just really excited about pitting our collective skills versus theirs and including a guy like Aaron Rodgers.
15-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. A thunderstorm watch is in effect until 7 o'clock, so that could mess with the start of Pirates Marlins. They'll get the game in tonight. If you're headed there, you might have to wait a little bit, but they'll play baseball and try to make it four in a row. Good place to hang out pregame is my spot, Mike's Beer Bar, right next to PNC Park. Little plug for them. Ballsy is off. He played in a prestigious golf tournament today. No, it's not the U.S. Open. He didn't try to qualify for that. His handicap's a little bit too high for that, but that's okay. He'll be back tomorrow. Donnie filled in for Pomp and Joe. Did an amazing job, and he'll be back with me tomorrow. So the whole band will be back together to discuss Aaron Rodgers' first practice with the Steelers and first comments as Steelers quarterback. The NFL transaction wire just came out for today, and you see Aaron Rodgers, quarterback, California. Signed Pittsburgh Steelers out there. So in addition to the pictures that were taken over at the facility on Saturday when he arrived there with the contract and pen in hand and the smile, looked very old, by the way. It's now official. He will be the Steelers quarterback. We all know that. And you heard Mike Tomlin before the Jets game talking about Rodgers there effusively. Now, he does that all the time with teams, but lumping him in with Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson and even Matthew Stafford before that matchup with the Jets, and the Steelers buried the Jets that day 37-15, and Rodgers threw two interceptions to Beanie Bishop. One thing I refuse to do is give Mike Tomlin the benefit of the doubt on quarterbacks. In fact, my opinion right now is this: the Steelers will not win another playoff game or contend for a Super Bowl until Mike Tomlin is gone. And his contract runs through 2027. So I think that this playoff drought is going to extend another 3 years, at which point I don't think Art Rooney is going to be left any choice but to try to come up with a way, like they did in New England with Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick, to as smoothly transition Mike Tomlin out as possible. So I don't think that the Aaron Rodgers experiment, as far as reaching the Steelers' goal, which is winning with him, I don't think that's going to have a happy ending. I think Aaron Rodgers final chapter as a quarterback is going to have a very sad ending here in Pittsburgh this year. I think he's going to be terrible, and the Steelers are going to lose double-digit games. But that'll help them potentially get a great quarterback who, when he gets a more offensive-minded coach in here who knows what he's doing, might actually win something for the Steelers. What I am confounded by and unbelievably confused by are the people that have called in to this show since this has become official, Aaron Rodgers signing here, and have said things like, it's going to work, I believe in Aaron Rodgers here. And many of you are the same people who have called into this show for years and has said, Mike Tomlin needs to go. So which one is it? I mean, you think at 41 years old, Aaron Rodgers has so much left in the tank that he's going to put Mike Tomlin on his back and he's going to piggyback ride him along to the best season Tomlin's had here in years? Or have you I had an Aaron Rodgers epiphany this weekend. Have you had a Mike Tomlin epiphany, and now you're actually back to thinking he is a really good coach, even though he hasn't won a playoff game since 2016, and all these playoff losses look exactly the same? Like last January, you had Kirk Herbstreit in the middle of the game being like, they don't even look like they want to be here. This team's given up, basically, and it's not even halftime. And these are the same people who have told me now for the last 3 or 4 days, hey, Aaron Rodgers is going to work here. You're underestimating Aaron Rodgers. You don't know what you're talking about. These same people have been very negative on Mike Tomlin. I don't understand how these two opinions coexist. How can you be pro Aaron Rodgers and anti Mike Tomlin? Aaron Rodgers is so good he's going to overcome Mike Tomlin incompetence? That makes no sense to me. If you're pro Aaron Rodgers here, you are, I don't know if you understand this, get this through your head, you are giving Mike Tomlin a ton of credit because this is a Mike Tomlin decision. Every human being who is around the Steelers or the NFL is reporting that this is a Tomlin move. Not Art Rooney, not Arthur Smith, not Omar Khan, not Andy Weidel, that this is Tomlin. So if you're on the side of Aaron Rodgers working here, then that means that you think Mike Tomlin is actually, you know, making kind of a broken clock is right twice a day move in finding Aaron Rodgers to be his next quarterback. So I'd love to know how you reconcile that at 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. We have a few minutes to get your thoughts heard here before we go to Ed Bouchette, who's going to join at 5:15. Ed no longer has Twitter. Ed has been retired from Steelers writing now for a few years, but he's he's Steelers opinion maker emeritus. He's one of the great Steelers writers and opinion makers of all time. That's why he's enshrined in Canton. So when the Steelers make a seismic move like bringing in a four-time MVP, who's about as polarizing as it gets, I am very persuaded to the idea of hearing Ed Bouchette weigh in and chime in on this. So you're going to hear that in about 15 minutes. 412-928-9370 gets your thoughts heard here. In the meantime, let's go to Chester in Beaver. Hello, Chester.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
I totally agree with the statement you made. I've been saying it for 2 years now. We will not win another playoff game until they get rid of Tomlin.
So then you don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to make a lick of a difference here?
Hey, at best, 10-7, probably 9-8.
And another playoff loss, because who sidelines during that game in January? Michael Tomlin.
Exactly. And like you said, I still say they're not going to, even if you draft the Manning out of Texas.
The Manning, yes.
You don't have a quarterback coach to teach him.
Well, you technically have somebody, his name's Tom Arth, but you're saying because Mike Tomlin hired him, you don't trust him. Is that what you're telling me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They'd be better off going out and getting his uncle.
Who's, drafting Arch Manning and then hiring either Eli or Peyton Manning to be the quarterback's coach. Hey, screw it. I say hire one of them to be the head coach. They couldn't do much worse than well, I guess technically they could have losing seasons, but I can guarantee you that they could probably also go 8 years without winning a playoff game. Here is Mark next. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Hey, man.
So I have zero problem with Rodgers. You know, we got him for what he is now.
Yep.
It's a good price. The $10 million guaranteed. He said, you know, he said what he was going to sign for on Pat McAfee.
Yep.
I think you need to give this an actual chance without just nonstop hating on the situation.
I didn't hate on it. I said it's actually going to be
all you do is hate on the Steelers. That's all you do. No matter what the move is.
Well, wait a minute. I said it's going to be a blessing in disguise where they get a great draft pick. How is that hating?
Yeah. Well, all you do is hate on any move the Steelers do. It doesn't matter what they do. All you do is hate.
I like the DK Metcalf deal.
Okay, you like that deal?
Yeah.
One deal out of the past how many years?
I mean,
it doesn't matter what they do. You think that you can find a franchise quarterback instantly. There's been one quarterback, two quarterbacks.
Well, that's why I'm saying. That's why I'm saying doing bad gets you closer to the franchise quarterback. Why is it so hard?
Do bad. They're going to win 11, 12 games this year.
No, they're not. You're out of your mind, but that's okay.
And you're a jackass.
Wow. Why are you're reduced to name calling because we're having a discussion about the Steelers quarterback situation? You got to call me a jackass over that? When have I said anything mean about you, Mark? Thank you. He hung up after calling me a jackass. There's a brilliant sports talk caller. Here's Jacob next. Hello, Jake.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Jake.
Yeah, this is coming from a Packers fan living here in Pittsburgh.
Sure.
I just see it as a win-win for the Steelers. I don't know what your take is, but if you want the Steelers to, you know, either be really successful and or get a great draft pick, I mean, it's not really a lose with Rodgers because you either get the best version of him, and you guys end up having a great year, a bit, you know, Tomlin, you know, having his, you know, coaching struggles.
Yep.
Or he stinks, he declines, and you get the great draft pick. So while I'm on the side of, you know, it's not looking good in the future without an offensive-minded coach, I just think signing Rodgers might as well be a best-case scenario because he's either great and you do awesome, or he stinks and you get the great draft pick for the future.
But I don't think he'll be good, so I think that has a better chance of happening. I just don't understand why there's no in-between. There's no gray area. You said you're a Packers fan, right?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, absolutely.
What was he the last year in Green Bay?
A great quarterback with no defense. That's a bit of a fan opinion, but
he threw 12 interceptions with 26 touchdowns. He was 26th in QBR and 17th in passer rating. He had an 8-9 record. If that's great quarterback, then that means that there's 20 great quarterbacks in the NFL. He was not great that last year. Your season came down to beating Detroit at home before Detroit got great, and your offense sucked, and you got beat at Lambeau by a team that knew they weren't going to make the playoffs because they had been eliminated earlier in the day by Seattle. All you needed to do was win that game against a team that should have been packing it in.
Yeah.
That's not great quarterback play.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jake. Appreciate it. Paul's next. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Pony, how you doing?
Let me
ask you a quick question.
Sure.
In the past 10 years, what's been the worst quarterback room the Steelers have had?
I would say, well, it didn't start as the worst, but when Ben blew his elbow out, I would say Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges ended up being the worst one. That was 2019.
And what was the Steelers' record that season?
The Steelers' record that year was 8-8.
All right, so... do you consider this quarterback room to be worse than that quarterback room with Duck and Mason?
I do not.
So then how are you prophesizing that we're going to have a losing record? What about this team make you feel like we have a losing record when this quarterback room isn't worse than the worst quarterback room you stated?
Let me ask you a follow-up question. Who's a better quarterback, Matt Castle or Cam Newton?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Talking about now or in their prime?
No, when they
Cam Newton, obviously.
Okay. Bill Belichick had both as starting quarterbacks. He went 11-5 with Matt Castle, and he had a losing record with Cam Newton.
I get where you're going, but obviously that wasn't
so
prime Cam.
Okay, right. We're not getting prime Aaron Rodgers, Paul. So when you say...
true.
Right. So the idea that just because Aaron Rodgers is better than Mason Rudolph in his second year... and Duck Hodges, they're absolutely guaranteed to have a better record than they did in 2019. No, they're not. They're absolutely not. Their offensive line is a question mark. Their defense numbers were really good last year. When push came to shove against good teams late in the year, it didn't play well. And guess what? The schedule sets up the same exact way this season.
I don't think it's the same gauntlet it was at the end of last season, though.
They go to Detroit. They play Buffalo. They play the Ravens twice. That's easy.
I mean, Buffalo maybe. If the referee gets the call right.
Every season is new. So what's that mean? I should give the Browns a chance this year?
Well, they're the Browns, so let's not get crazy.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Here's Chris next on the north side. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Tony, how you doing, man?
Hey, man.
Good. I just wanted to say this, and this is pretty much a larger overall view of the Steelers, but for the past, like I'd say, like 7 to 8 years, the game has passed Tomlin by. And what's going to happen here going forward with Rodgers, they probably have maybe the 8th to 10th best quarterback in the conference. So at best, they're a fringe wild card contender. As time goes on, you're going to start to lose the older, you know, fans, the diehards. They age out. You get a newer set of fans in who are more interested in fantasy football, the overall, you know, experience at games. They're not going to sit there and go to games in the middle of December when it's like 12 degrees outside. And as far as the Roonies, Tomlin could leave tomorrow or vanish. They're going to get the next cheap defensive-minded head coach because that's all they want to pay. That's all they want to pay a coach. Their thing is, if every other top quarterback in the conference gets injured, then hey, we might have a shot in the playoffs. Outside of that, it just seems like they have a very small-minded view and a big money business.
Thanks, Chris. I mean, I give them more credit because every one of their head coaching hires for the past 50 years, I know they've only made three, but they've all netted Super Bowls. And okay, they were young, so maybe that made them more inexpensive, but the bottom line is they made the right call. I'm not going to criticize them and predict that that's going to happen, that they're going to bring in a defensive-minded coach who's in his 30s because he's cheap, and unless it actually does happen again, in which case, if they do that, I would probably criticize them for going with a defensive coach in an offensive era, although we've seen teams hire defensive coordinators and win. Many of them, like the Bills, though, already had a quarterback ready to go. Well, they didn't have a quarterback ready to go, but the defensive coach actually helped develop the great quarterback, which oftentimes does not happen. I'm trying to unpack more from that call. Yeah, I'll just come back to what I said here to start. I do not have really any hope that the Steelers are going to compete for a Super Bowl again with Mike Tomlin as their head coach. And I am befuddled by the sheer amount of people who seem to have this unbelievable contradiction going where they believe that Aaron Rodgers is going to work here, but at the same time, they think Mike Tomlin is over and done with and cooked as Steelers head coach. Hey, say something nice about the Steelers, but yeah, Tomlin deserves to get fired. Okay, which one is it? Texas on the Edgar Steiner and Associates fan text line. Please clip the Mark comment of him calling me a jackass. I got to play that for Donnie and Malzi tomorrow. Coming up next, we have Ed Bouchette weighing in on the Rodgers signing. I am very excited to hear his thoughts. The time is 5:15, and it's the right time to call the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. 5 years after he retires, Aaron Rodgers will call Canton home. Just like our next guest. He's one of the greatest football writers of all time. He's in the Hall of Fame for his Steelers coverage. He's now happy in retirement, but we got him out of his cave to respond to the Aaron Rodgers signing, and I'm, of course, talking about the greatest Steelers insider of all time, the great Ed Bouchette. Hello, Ed.
Hi, Andrew.
Ed, if you were there tomorrow and you were still working, what would be the first question you'd want to ask Aaron Rodgers?
Why he signed with the Steelers, what he intends, what his goal is, that kind of thing. I mean, is he just trying to squeeze out another year? It's obviously he's not doing it for great money. I don't understand why he's doing it. You know, what's in it for him at that age? Because I don't think they're a Super Bowl team. Why go through all that and get beat up and everything else?
My guess is he'd say because the last chapter in New York went so badly, he doesn't want that to be the last image of him in an NFL uniform, the way we think about Unitas with the Chargers or Namath with the Rams, Ed.
Yeah, that might be it, Andrew. I don't know. You keep chasing this stuff, and he's not getting any younger, and I don't know that he's going to be able to stay healthy for a whole season.
Ed, explain it from the Steelers' perspective why you think it makes sense for them, or makes more sense for them, I should say.
Well, to me, it makes sense now. It didn't when they started pursuing him because I thought they had other options.
Yep.
And you've heard me say Justin Fields was, to me, the best option available, and even Art Rooney said they wanted to sign him or Wilson. I would not have re-signed Wilson, but Justin Fields, 2 years, $20 million. Are you kidding me? Or $40 million? Are you kidding me? You go with him for a year. If he's good, great. Now you get him for another year and you can sign him to an extension. If he stinks, Well, you go into next year, which is what they're going to do anyway. You know, Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be here in 2026, so they got to go after another quarterback.
And if he's good, it's going to make it harder to get that next quarterback in theory.
Well, I'm not one of those people because there have been busts at the top of the round.
Sure.
There have been fines at the bottom, and I'm talking first round. I know the Brady and the kid in San Francisco are exceptions, but
yep.
Talking first round, you can find them. Baltimore found one.
Yep.
You know, years ago, Miami found one.
Yep.
You can find them, or you can move up. You know, like Kansas City did.
But the two greatest quarterbacks in team history were picked first and 11th, Ed, and both came off of horrible seasons by the Steelers.
Yeah, and that's a good example. But, you know, tell that to whoever had I forget who it was. Who picked second after Peyton Manning was drafted?
That was San Diego. You know? They picked Ryan Leaf.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, there you go. I mean, it's littered with – I'm just throwing things out here. It's littered with examples both ways. Guys who were successful high, guys who weren't. I mean, what's his name? I can't. The older I get, the worse I get with names. But Eric Metz, my buddy, represented the quarterback who the Raiders drafted number one overall.
Jamarcus Russell.
Yes, there you go.
Yep.
How'd he turn out?
He was one of the all-time busts in NFL history.
Yeah, but I think the consensus was he was the number one overall pick. It wasn't just the Raiders doing it. So,
well, he was the best quarterback in that draft, in theory. He was not better than, like, Calvin Johnson and Adrian Peterson and those guys who went after him. But if you needed a quarterback, he was thought of as the best one in that draft, Ed. Yes, to your point.
Why they can't evaluate quarterbacks is the great mystery.
You're talking about the Steelers or the NFL at large?
No, the NFL overall.
Well, how about their evaluation of quarterbacks just here in Pittsburgh since Ben?
Well, they only really drafted one, you know, it was Kenny Pickett. I mean, Mason Rudolph was an okay third-round pick, right? I mean, he's still playing. They didn't draft anybody higher than the third round.
Well, Kenny was a first-round pick.
I said Kenny Pickett was the only one.
Yep.
And that story is still to be told, I think. Who knows? I mean, there have been others who have, and we've seen it right now, like Sam Darnold. There have been others who, mm-hmm. you know, crashed with their original teams and resurfaced. Kid from West Virginia.
Geno Smith, who's now with the Raiders.
Thank you. Yep.
Ed, this whole idea that this is a very un-Steelers-like move to wait around as long as they did for Rodgers and keep their fingers crossed that he would show up here for just 1 year at 41, becoming by far the oldest player to ever suit up for the team, has been described by people everywhere as un-Steelers-like. Do you agree with that?
I do, but you know, I'm going to throw out a few names at you.
Yep.
Starting with Bobby Lane. You know, he was on the tail end of his career, and he came and actually revitalized the Steelers, had them with them one game in their first legitimate playoff. David Woodley. They traded for David Woodley to compete with Mark Malone.
After he had been in the Super Bowl with Miami.
Yeah, right. They lost that. And then, of course, Marino pushed him out. Todd Blackledge. You know, I covered all these guys. Not the first
one. So you're saying they were basically throwing darts or throwing you-know-what against the wall back in the 80s. So this is very reminiscent of that.
Yes. Andrew, when you don't have a quarterback, you do everything you can to find one.
Yep.
And some people will say they haven't done everything to find one. But I think for the most part, they really have. The mistakes they made were when Ben was in his last years, they didn't get one. You know, they could have gotten Lamar Jackson. They could have gotten a guy in San Diego. They probably could have traded up and got some people. But I really think they were wounded with Ben's reaction when they drafted Mason Rudolph. I really think so.
I agree with that. You said that you got to try everything you can to find your quarterback. They're really not doing that this year, though, because he's a guy that's only going to play 1 year.
So who else was there to find?
Well,
I'm
not saying I would
suggest. Other than signing Justin Fields, who wasn't a great quarterback. I mean, you're rolling the dice with him, too. But who else was there?
Well, Ed, just to what you said about how you have to do everything you can to find a quarterback, isn't everybody else better? Because even if there's only a small chance of them playing well, if the guy plays well, he might be your quarterback solution. Whereas with Rodgers, even if he does play well, he's still not.
Are you talking about Justin Fields?
I'm talking about anybody.
No, you got to say who's anybody.
Well, I would just say even Mason. I would say even Mason Rudolph applies.
No.
Why
no,
not? What if Mason had a good year? You might actually want to bring him back next year as your quarterback. With Rodgers, that doesn't even exist, Ed.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Mason Rudolph is not bringing you to the promised land.
Well, either is Rodgers. So I'd rather play a 30-year-old than a 41-year-old.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, they signed him to a $4 million deal. Right? Isn't that what he's getting?
Sure. Yes.
That tells you what he thinks and what they think.
Well, what's
going on?
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What does the rest of the league think about Aaron Rodgers when he signs for $13 million? That's less than Daniel Jones, Ed.
Yeah, but, you know, I it could be 20. I'm betting that a lot of incentives are based on games he plays.
Yep.
I don't know. Andrew, there wasn't it. Again, I would not have done this from the beginning, but once they let it go and go and go, there were no other options. I wouldn't go with Mason Rudolph. I just would not have.
Ed, you know the Steelers very well, maybe not as much as you used to because you're not around the team as much, but you get the Rooney family and everything else as well as anybody. What is their reaction going to be just to the kind of unfiltered Aaron Rodgers we get on McAfee show on Tuesdays when he might just feel the need to scratch an itch of something that's going on in the world that he wants to have an opinion on that might polarize and divide people? How do you think that's going to go over there?
You mean like when Ben Roethlisberger's show was on The Fan?
Yeah, but those were more football things. You know, I mean, they had to release a statement over guys going to a, you know, a steel merger. So how are they going to feel about like him when he decides to opine on things that might even go beyond what happens in the locker room or on the field?
Yeah, well, buckle up. That's all I got to say. You know, I mean, if that's what happens, that's what happens. And then this whole season could be quite interesting, actually. You know, it's an open-ended thing this season now. Anything could happen, right? I mean, he could be successful. They could be successful. He could get hurt early like he did in New York.
Yeah.
He could do what you're saying, say crazy stuff on the McAfee show, and fans get all upset. And
well, when you say anything can happen, like there obviously has to be limits to that. Like, you don't actually think that there's a scenario in which they compete for a Super Bowl with him, do you?
No.
Okay.
I don't think they have enough talent. I mean, I think you could bring back Bradshaw in his prime and they're not competing for a Super Bowl. They don't have enough receivers, first of all. There are a lot of ifs and hopes in receivers beyond DK Metcalf, right?
You know, now that I have you, I haven't asked you this. What did you make of the Pickens trade?
Oh, I was all for it.
Okay.
I think at some point I said, get trade him, even if, you know, an old line, get a six pack. It doesn't even have to be cold.
That was the line that the Eagles. Yes, when the Eagles traded Chris Carter. Look at you, Ed.
No, well, no, when he traded the running back here back in '85.
Well, so that must have been a favorite line of his.
Ernest Jackson. Yeah.
All right, Ed. Well, it was nice catching
Ernest
up with
Jackson
you.
Ernest Jackson actually panned out for the Steelers a little bit.
Ed, we were talking today, like, this was around the time last year where you lost your Twitter account and you decided, you know what, the hell with it. I don't need it back.
Yeah, well, I tried and then wouldn't give it to me back. And, as Chuck Noll once said, you hit a donkey in the head with a 2x4 enough times, he gets the message. So I quit.
Yeah. Well, we miss you, Ed, in a lot of different ways.
Oh, thanks. I don't miss Twitter. I have an account where I can follow people.
Yep.
Just to see what's going on. But I don't even go on there much anymore. I just, you know, it's a cesspool.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you, Ed. We'll talk again soon, I
bet. All right. Thanks, Andrew.
See you, Ed. Ed Bouchette. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. You could bring back Terry Bradshaw in his prime, and he doesn't think this team would compete for a Super Bowl. Time for the Hodgepodge. It's brought to you by Two Men in a Junk Truck. Visit them at twomeninajunktruck.com.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
Breaking baseball news. Baseball's biggest prospect, center fielder Roman Anthony of the Red Sox, called up today. He was tearing up the minor leagues. The feeling around baseball is that the Red Sox were waiting because they were manipulating his service time clock. They were doing the same thing teams like the Pirates and others have been accused of doing. A guy's ready to play. He's great, but you want the extra year. So you make them wait and wait and wait until now or later to get called up because you want to avoid Super 2 and you want to have the extra year. And so it looks like the Red Sox are finally feeling like they're safe harbor here to do so, which begs the question, when are we going to see Bubba Chandler? And Bubba Chandler has been such a back burner issue because of the state of the Pirates. If the Pirates were a 500 baseball team or better, I can guarantee you we would have been talking about Bubba Chandler for the last 2 months. But now it looks like it's prudent on the Pirates' part to wait on Chandler because if they're not good this year, what's the point? But I would say even under that kind of philosophy of looking at it or thinking, we're probably now safe to see him pitch. And I would expect that he is in the big leagues by next week, taking a spot in the rotation. Next week. Numbers are off the charts. I think he's done everything he can at AAA. From a stat standpoint, he's actually not all that much worse than Paul Skeens at AAA, which is kind of nuts, although there's a lot more walks there than we saw with Skeens.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
Dom?
So we had a very nice pre-show discussion, you, me, Donnie Austin, where I casually said that I thought Joe Buck was the best play-by-play broadcaster of all time.
Yep.
And you guys acted like I committed a sin. So let's do it on air.
I didn't really do that. It was more them than me. I agreed with you that baseball has missed Joe Buck.
And that was part of the argument where I said, I think, at least nationally and from a World Series and All-Star game perspective, when you have a guy that's done the games for 25 years and then disappears from the sport entirely, I think it's hurt baseball a good amount. Again, nationally.
Yes, I think a lot of things have hurt baseball in terms of the way the sport is covered, discussed, and presented. For example, they put the CS on FS1 instead of Fox, so that, no offense to my friends who work for Fox Sports 1, but I'm sorry, it just doesn't feel as big when Game 7 of the American League Championship Series is on the same channel that gives you Seton Hall Butler in a Maryland-Iowa Big Ten game and not the regular Fox.
I've never understood that decision.
Yeah.
So as far as Joe Buck goes, yep, to wrap this around, would you agree that he's the greatest play-by-play guy of all time?
No, of course not.
And who would you say is above him?
Al Michaels.
Really?
Yes.
Have you seen him on Amazon the last few years?
Okay, that's just like Aaron Rodgers now. I think Aaron Rodgers stinks now, but I think all time he is a top five or top eight quarterback of all time.
Hmm.
Yes, Al Michaels, believe it or not, in your 80s, you probably should not be doing big-time NFL football every week anymore. You should probably be retired.
What about Vince Scully? Better than Buck?
Just baseball, yes.
Really?
Although his football was good, too. He called the games for CBS as their number two announcer for decades.
Vince Scully.
What, you don't think Vince Scully's good?
I think he's excellent.
Okay.
I don't think he's better than Joe Buck.
Yeah, I think most people that work in play-by-play and study this thing would tell you you're nuts for having that take.
Hmm.
And that's no... I think Joe Buck would tell you Vince Scully's better than him.
Well, of course he would say that, but
what do you mean? The guy is so arrogant and narcissistic that he almost died from having like hair tubes put in or whatever it's called, hair transplants done. Did
I
you
think
know
that's
that?
Hyperbolizing the what happened.
No, he literally said he almost died.
That doesn't mean he's narcissistic. You're doing TV. Of course you have to have hair on your head.
No, you don't.
Yes, I think
Michael
most
Jordan just got $40 million a year to go back and cover the NBA for NBC. Are we going to see him with a toupee?
That's Michael Jordan. That's completely different. I'm saying a professional broadcaster that wasn't
a former
athlete.
Can't be bald?
I think most would agree that they would rather have hair on their heads as opposed to be balding, as opposed to flat out bald.
So Terry Bradshaw, bald.
That's he's former athlete, Pony.
So former athletes know no rules in terms of appearance when it comes to sports broadcasting. But if you are a major sports play-by-play man, hair is a requirement.
I think it helps tremendously. Start thinking of somebody and throw it out, and then we'll have a conversation.
So you're saying like no, like completely bald. Can't
bald
be balding.
Or balding.
Chris Berman's been balding for like 30 years.
Well, Chris Berman doesn't really do much anymore. When he was on ESPN every week, he had hair. I don't know what he does now. Take your time. Take all the time.
Kenny Albert does not have a lot of hair. He's calling the Stanley Cup final tonight.
No, but he has enough hair where it's not noticeable.
I mean, it's pretty noticeable that he doesn't have a full head of hair, dude.
Is it?
Yes.
Well,
I mean, he doesn't have a toupee like his old man.
I don't think Marv Albert wore a toupee.
Oh, my God. Go read some salacious things from his life, and you're going to quickly discover that he absolutely wore a toupee. I mean, I got to be honest with you. So far, you have me stumped. Most TV personalities in sports that aren't athletes all have hair.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Which I would think in 2025, we should have gone beyond that. Like, people are going to be alarmed by a bald man who's a host or a play-by-play guy in sports?
No. Nope.
How about Joe Block?
National. We're sticking national here.
So poor Joe Block will never actually be elevated or promoted to a national gig because of his hair.
He most certainly could. Also, he's more of a radio guy, just for the record.
He also does like half the Pirates games on TV, and you're saying there's a glass ceiling on how far Joe Block can go because he's bald.
No, but I'm saying...
Yes, you just said he's going to magically grow hair, he'll never be the Sunday night baseball play-by-play guy.
Not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying
yes,
that...
Yes, you did. You said you need hair to be the host or the play-by-play man of a national sporting event. You literally just said that.
I'm saying networks would prefer it if people had hair, because most people who do that job have hair.
How about Dan Shulman?
That's a good argument. Dan's the, he's in the minority there. Sean McDonough's another one.
Okay.
But he's in the minority.
So there's your argument now has just been beaten down by two very prominent guys who have called World Series and college football national championships and Stanley Cup. So you know what? This was an asinine take to begin with, and now it's been completely shot down. But what were we talking about in the first place? Oh, greatest play-by-play guys of
right.
all time.
Yeah, now Joe Buck is number one.
I'd say
one.
Joe Buck is in the top 20.
You're out of your mind. Stop it. You're just saying that.
No,
you don't
not.
Believe that. You don't believe that.
I'm trying to think right.
The guy's called 20-plus World Series.
Yeah.
He's called, what,
he's really
seven
good.
Super Bowls.
He's really
called the
good.
U.S. Open
we
for how many years?
We invented this family of radio stations, invented sports broadcasting, so it's been around for over 100 years. To say that someone's in the top 20 of 100 years of broadcasting is a very, very, very big compliment.
Right, but it's disrespectful to somebody who should be a lot higher.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it is. I would say his dad is ahead of him. All time.
You've lost your mind.
No, I haven't.
You've lost your mind. You don't believe that.
Ask Greg Brown who we take to call the biggest game of all time, Jack Buck or Joe Buck, and he's taken Jack as our most play-by-play guys.
20-plus World Series. That's pretty good. That means you're doing something right.
Yes. I know. That's why I put him in my top 20 of all time.
That's just stupid. We don't have the time, but you legitimately cannot list 20 people that you honestly believe is better than him.
I will come in next week when you fill in for Donnie with a list of 19 better play-by-play guys all time.
All right. Is that a promise?
It is.
All right. Great.
Zangrilli is next. By the way, he just texted me and said, how about John Miller, who did Sunday Night Baseball for many years? He was bald. He had the, like, horseshoe bald where he kept the hair on the sides.
Well, he was an institution, though. He was grandfathered in with the baldness.
He was not grandfathered. You're saying that no one was that... That had always been an unwritten rule. So there's no grandfathering in someone who, when broadcasting started on TV, they said one thing we need to make sure a person has is hair. What are you talking about?
I'm sure he at one point had hair. He lost his hair, but the guy was so good at his job in a institution.
Right, so why would it have mattered to Joe Buck if he started to lose hair if he was already calling World Series and Super Bowls? You're saying he needed to have all these hair transplants to keep his job. This argument has been destroyed here in the last 5 minutes.
That's a good argument, but you could see why he would want to keep his hair. That's
yes, because he's narcissistic and arrogant, which goes back to what I said at the beginning of this. Zangrilli is next with the North Shore Tavern Leadoff Show. We'll talk tomorrow at 2. PM Team signing off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.